This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado's largest active wildfire has ranchers in Rio Blanco County in the dark about the fate of their livestock. Chris Cox and his partner evacuated nearly a week ago with cats, dogs, and chickens, but left their livestock behind.
Might take us almost all year to get them, but we're hoping that our livestock is still out there somewhere and they didn't get roasted.
Land managers say it can take almost a week to evacuate cattle from the area. The Lee Fire near Meeker has burned more than 100,000 acres, and there is more on Colorado wildfires at CPR.org. Four Democratic members of Congress say they'll continue to push the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to be more transparent about the conditions inside Aurora's Immigration Detention Center. Representative Jason Crow, Diana DeGette, Joe Neguse, and Brittany Pedersen visited the facility yesterday and told reporters afterwards they were disappointed. Representative DeGette.
It's a constitutional duty of Congress to do oversight of facilities like this. And there's nothing in the law that says that members of Congress should have to give previous notice. The reason we gave previous notice, we wanted to see what the heck was in there.
The members said the ICE detention officials told them they had to go through Washington to get answers. They were vague about what they could do about the problem, short of suing the administration, which they've already done. Denver is postponing a plan to spend more than $1 million to study the possibility of nuclear power for Denver International Airport. City Council member Stacy Gilmore represents the area around the airport. She said the delay would let the city hear what residents there think about it. Mayor Mike Johnston's office has said DIA could use emerging nuclear tech to power the airport and maybe attract high energy using businesses like data centers. Denver and Boulder, Colorado Springs in the upper 80s this afternoon and getting hotter and into the 90s tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.